For a while, Scottish director Bill Forsyth looked as though he were taking the world by storm. After his art house hit Gregory's Girl in 1980, he made Local Hero, which wound up on a lot of critics' 10 best lists in 1981. But his next two films, Housekeeping and Breaking In, were less successful, and he hasn't gotten a film released for 5 years. His latest movie sat on a shelf after it was finished in 1992. It's called Being Human, and it stars Robin Williams. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
Actually, it's a little surprising that Warner Brothers chose to release this movie at all. Not because it's terrible, it's not, but because it's anything but mainstream. Forsyth's idea is to sum up what it is to be human by telling 5 stories set in various historical and prehistorical eras. But when the movie begins, your heart sinks. There's a voiceover, and the voice belongs to Teresa Russell, an actress who has always had the persuasive subtlety of a Toyota sail-a-thon. "Once upon a time there was a story," Russell says, "and the story said to itself, 'How shall I begin?' At which point I was saying, 'Let's talk about how you should end.'" Then we see Robin Williams wearing Bronze Age rags and scampering goat-like across the mountains with, as if he needed it, extra hair between his eyebrows. And you want to say, "Quick, bring on the hungry dinosaurs." This caveman story's downright bad. But then we go to the Roman Empire, with Williams playing a slave and John Turturro playing the distraught master. And suddenly, everything works. The sequence is funny and poignant. And despite the hokey togas, the tone is perfect. The next 2 sequences are variable. One has Williams returning from the Crusades and having to choose between his family and the beautiful stranger he meets along the road. The one after that is about a party of 16th century Portuguese explorers shipwrecked on the African coast, and Williams looks unexpectedly dashing in it with his pointed Don Quixote beard. Finally, the movie arrives in contemporary New York for what turns out to be a surprisingly rich portrait of a divorced father who's spending the weekend with his 2 kids for the first time in years. The preciousness of Forsyth's screenplay sometimes gets in the way here, but at other moments it's beautifully observed. You can hear a little of both in this scene, in which Williams talks astronomy with his 10-year-old son and gets a good talking to from his teenage daughter.
"Hey, Thomas, look. There's old Mercury. Remember we used to watch stars together? You could name all the planets. You could recite them like in a poem. Sit up in that window, that little window at the old house. You remember?"
"No. And that's Saturn."
"Sorry. Glad you kept up with your astronomy. That's real good."
"I'm not in stargazing so much. At school, we're working on a computer model of a biosphere for deep space travel."
"Everything's going to be okay."
"What do you mean, going to be? This is it."
"What?"
"I told you, Dad. This is as good as it gets. This might be the best moment of your life. How much better do you want it?"
"Not much."
"Enjoy it."
"Thanks for the tip. I will."
The movie's very carefully structured. It begins with the caveman losing his family, and it ends with the New York divorcee, in a way, regaining his. In between, we see various ways in which men are captives, looking for freedom and love. Literal captives, like the slave Williams plays in the Roman sequence, and subtler captives, like the New Yorker wired to his real estate deal, his cellular phone, his crazy life. Echoes and cross-references are sewn very elegantly into every sequence, and Forsyth and Williams both have a whimsical touch that keeps the movie from feeling too portentous. Unfortunately, the whimsicality also keeps it from being gripping, forceful, or memorable. Being Human doesn't quite work, but it still made me wish that Bill Forsyth would work a lot more.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.